Hi everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law. In this video, I'm going to discuss an important topic that affects many individuals, housing discrimination in Wisconsin. Have you ever been denied housing due to your race, family status, or disability? Unfortunately, housing discrimination remains a pressing issue even in the progressive states like Wisconsin. But the good news is that there are laws in place to protect individuals from such unjust treatment. In this video, I'll guide you through understanding Wisconsin's housing discrimination laws, recognizing illegal practices, and navigating the complaint process. It's crucial to empower yourself with knowledge and join the fight for fair housing. Let's start by understanding the foundation of fair housing in the United States, which is the Fair Housing Act of 1968. This act protects individuals from housing discrimination based on several factors, including race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, and disability. Wisconsin also has its own fair housing law, further safeguarding individuals in the rental or purchasing of housing, promoting equal opportunity. Recognizing illegal housing discrimination is key. It occurs when individuals or groups are treated differently based on protected characteristics. Examples include refusing to rent or sell based on these characteristics, setting unequal terms, or discriminatory advertising. By being aware of these practices, you can better identify instances of housing discrimination. If you are a victim of housing discrimination, there are legal remedies available. You can seek financial compensation, policy changes, and even damages for emotional distress under both Wisconsin and federal law. These laws hold wrongdoers accountable and work to ensure fair housing for everyone. But how do you navigate the complaint process in Wisconsin? I'll guide you through the steps from filing a complaint to working with fair housing councils. It's important to know how to file a complaint and collaborate with these councils to protect your rights and hold these responsible for discrimination. Furthermore, I'll shed light on the resources available for assistance and information. There are local government agencies, fair housing groups, legal aid attorneys, and more, all aimed at helping victims of housing discrimination. By accessing these resources, you can better understand your rights, learn how to file a complaint, and receive guidance in navigating the legal process. In conclusion, housing discrimination is an ongoing issue, but it's one that can be combated with knowledge and action. By understanding Wisconsin's housing discrimination laws, recognizing illegal practices, and knowing how to navigate the complaint process, you can empower yourself to fight for fair housing. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.